Adam McGuire is here with the business news.
Thanks, Sarah. It's been a record-breaking week for markets on both sides of the Atlantic. Germany's DAX breaking through the 25,000 barrier for the first time in its history yesterday. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Index hit a new high of its own, at one stage coming close to breaking the 50,000 threshold, though it did fall back slightly in later trade. But all of this represents a remarkable start to the year for markets, especially against the backdrop of the uncertainty created by the US attack on Venezuela over the weekend. To take a closer look at what's happened, we're joined on the line now by Danny Hewson, head of financial analysis at AJ Bell. And Danny, I should say, we have seen a rise in the price of gold in the past week, but aside from that, have markets really reacted at all to what's happened in Venezuela?
It's been absolutely fascinating, hasn't it? Considering the amount of geopolitical volatility, it feels like either markets don't really care, or maybe there is just too much noise. Now, one thing certainly a lot of investors are seeing in what's going on in Venezuela is the potential that US companies might make money. So one of the stocks that we saw jump significantly on the news about that strike in Venezuela was Chevron, which of course is the only US oil company that still has operations in Venezuela. And we understand that it has been in talks with the United States governments just in the last few hours about expanding its key license to operate there. So that is likely to increase oil exports, which in turn has had a knock-on to refineries. They've also seen shares up in the United States as well, although the oil price has been sort of wobbling a bit with the expectation that maybe there'll be more oil supply swishing around throughout the world and a concern about oversupply, although that has steadied in the last few days.
We have also seen some defence stocks rise on the back of Donald Trump calling for a dramatic increase in spending on the military in the US. Is that why we've seen the DAX and the Dow Jones hit these highs, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, I mean, certainly defence spending is a big part of it, particularly when you look at the DAX, you look at the FTSE 100 in the UK, and yeah, the Dow Jones as well, although it doesn't have a massive number of defence stocks in its listing. Obviously, Boeing is one that we've been watching. It fell back yesterday, although in after-hours trading, it has made up those losses. And that, of course, is, as you say, because we're hearing about this rise in defence spending. Look, Donald Trump is an intriguing character in investors. I think last year they were all about the, the Trump chickens out in terms of tariffs. This year they're looking at some of his moves and they're thinking about what's behind it. They're thinking about the economy because we know that this president is very much a transactional president. And as we go into the latest US earnings season, I think people are just seeing dollar signs.
We were obviously last year talking a lot about AI and tech. I noticed that Intel's share price enjoying a rare uptick in sentiment recently as well. Is that still part of the equation in terms of the rise? And is that maybe one of the clouds on the horizon as we look to the year ahead?
No, I think we were talking about the potential for an AI bubble, but we've had an update from Samsung this morning, which is the world's largest chip maker. It's forecasting its profits in the last quarter of the year will triple. We had CES taking place in Las Vegas, Nvidia, of course, talking about autonomous cars, Intel getting very much involved with that. As you say, it's seen shares jump. And I think people are now getting used to the fact that these big AI companies are just going to keep spending. And as long as they're giving us reasons for that spending, mm-hmm. explaining how AI is going to be used by us, I think investors now are broadly quite okay with that.
Danny Hewson, head of financial analysis at AJ Bell. Thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.